Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Is the bad news that we're back at work? No, I mean, that's good news. It's like we were off for way too long.
Way too long.
That, like, I'm, like, waking up today, yesterday, I was kind of in a daze all day. Like, oh, yeah, like, tomorrow.
You go back to work?
We're going back. We got to do the show. I got to be on.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized I have done absolutely nothing with all the downtime that I had.
Think of all of the things that you could have accomplished.
So much.
Zero.
Did nothing.
I think they set a world record for how much food to be eaten in a week and a half, actually, though.
I didn't even eat that much food. I was just playing video games the whole break.
Man, I felt so guilty with how lazy and drunk I was the whole time. Like, I had my little gym bag all packed and ready to go today. I'm like, new year, new me. I'm going to go get it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So today you're going to go and work out.
So technically, yesterday I also went and worked out. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm trying to, stay on the track.
I was like, I'm gonna eat healthy. That's in impressive. 2020. Then my wife, she doesn't have to go into work until later today, so she didn't wake up the same time as I did. And she normally makes me a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast.
Which is,
it's very nice. It's healthy.
Uh-huh.
So it's our little
get things
thing.
Going. Yeah.
But she didn't wake up, so I was just like, F it. I'm going to eat two McGriddles on the way here.
That's impressive.
Which I will say, delicious as always.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off with some bad news, Dave?
All right, well, we may be feeling a little bit guilty about how we behaved over the holidays, but at least it wasn't this bad. A man seriously injured his hand after he bundled fireworks together. Of course, this was a New Year's Eve celebration.
Uh-huh.
He was getting things going a little early. This is about 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Well, could have been. It was New Year's somewhere, Dave. Like Australia, it certainly had passed. Japan.
Sure, yeah. This guy's
Europe.
Name is Wayne DeSmith. He is 36 years old. He
obviously
resides.
Obviously celebrating Europe's New Year.
Uh-huh. He resides in Florida, Seminole, Florida.
Okay.
And he bundled four boxes of sparklers and then wrapped the flammable ends together with black electrical tape.
If you've never bundled sparklers,
no.
Like everybody thinks sparklers are not
kind of
just,
innocuous.
Just
like
kind
they're
of
just
a
kind of cute.
Firework.
Yeah.
They are not. When you bundle them up, they turn into a stick of dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
That is what happens.
And
if you take a whole bunch and you got like a thing of bundled together, let alone four, that's a grenade in your
hand. Your hand's gone.
And that is precisely what old Wayne DeSmith found out.
Oh, Lord! Lord, please! Uh-huh. Oh, Lord!
They said that one sparkler projected out of the bundle serving as a fuse, and that's when it ignited the rest. A very large explosion happened before he was able to throw the bundle a safe distance away, causing extensive injuries to his right hand.
Yeah, that's what you get, Wayne.
Cops are reminding everyone, please, be safe with fireworks, you idiots.
If you're going to make a bomb on New Year's Eve, I don't feel bad when you blow off a finger.
Okay,
when you lose a digit. Also, hey, can we stop it with the giant mortars at like 4 a.m.? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Can we just stop that? Because the only thing that screams, you have a small set of, rather than a giant lifted truck with truck nuts on it, is the guys who shoot off the mortars at 4 a.m.
Some good news.
You have the
well.
Tiniest of all.
I get it. You hate people who shoot off fireworks. I got it.
You're telling me I'm wrong?
So a northern Michigan waitress.
I hope that mortar falls over and hits them right in that tiny junk and blows up.
So
that's what I hope.
A northern Michigan waitress has an extra $2,020 in her bank account after one generous tip this week. The customer is calling it the 2020 Tip Challenge, which they wrote on the receipt above the tip line at the Thunder Bay River Restaurant on Sunday, December 29th. The bill was $23.33, and they tipped $2,020. Do you think that they messed up?
I was going to say, did they put the decimal point in the wrong area? Why would
they just left the decimal out? And
for 2020, they $2,020.
That's fine. It could be $20.20.
Well, maybe that's how you want to do it. But ballers over here, we go the full $2,000.
No.
The server, Danielle Franzoni, have we looked her up? Is like she exceptionally hot? Is
she's
it
not,
no?
She's not a bad looking person, but she's not.
I'm just curious why somebody would randomly leave.
She's no
this,
Martha Stewart. I'll say that much.
Would randomly leave a girl named Danielle $2,020 on a $23
good.
Tip.
Maybe she was exceptionally nice. She was homeless a year ago. She's a single mother. Can't think of a better person who
she
could
said
use that
she
money.
Was shocked, confirmed it with the manager. They said, yes, it is absolutely legit. After her shift ended, she went out and she tipped her server $20.20 as a small way of paying it forward.
Oh, see, she ended up doing that. But here's the thing is that taxes are going to just be crap for that girl. Well, she's going to pay him back on the $2,000 tip.
Man, they're not going to W-9 you.
It'd be tight if it was cash.
You going to claim that? I guess you have to now.
If it's a credit card, you do. Not if it's cash.
Automatically.
Sucks.
But still, congratulations. That's a very nice, generous gift to get the new year started. And then
a year ago, she was living in a homeless shelter, and she plans to use the money to reinstate her driver's license and to start to build savings.
I love it. Love it. And then Donnie Wahlberg jumped on this as well, and his anti-vax wife, Jenny McCarthy, was putting it out all over social media. The people, I love that the people who left this tip aren't the one that publicized
it. They're anonymous, yeah.
But if you're a douchebag and you leave a giant tip and then you, Instagram it or you put it on Twitter, it just negates all the good.
It's
just a flex at
that
point.
Yeah.
And also, how about instead of the 2020 tip challenge, Jenny McCarthy, how about the 2020 vaccine challenge where every kid gets vaccinated all across America? How about that instead?
So good way to start the new year. All right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is 2020 and some things never change. Mahoney still hates people who shoot off fireworks late at night.
Yeah,
and
sure to do.
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy and anybody else who's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So despite all that, pesky divorce stuff and having to give his former significant other billions of dollars, Jeff Bezos is still the richest person in the world.
Quite a lot, right?
This guy lost $10 billion in a single year, and still he has an estimated net worth of $115
billion. I thought it was $16 billion for the divorce or something like that. Saying 10 now?
Did
he lose 16 and then he made 6 more billion, so it was like a net loss of 10?
I guess. He's trailed pretty closely by Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who's estimated to be worth $113 billion.
Is it just me, or is Bill Gates so much more likable than Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, he gives up so much of his money to charity.
I mean,
half of it, I thought.
He gives up. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is phenomenal. They're doing great things all over the world. But just as a dude, Jeff Bezos seems like a douche. Bill Gates is just like a nerd.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is the guy that I hope that I would be if I had $115 billion, and Jeff Bezos is the guy that I would definitely be if I had $115 billion.
No, you would not be Jeff Bezos. You would be methed out Dan Blazarian if you had $150 billion.
You're probably right. Just be crashing yachts into other yachts with a machine gun on the front of it.
Yeah.
So he's still worth an obscene amount of money. And when you think about $1 billion, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
We mortals cannot even comprehend that. It's $1,000,000,000. $1,000,000 for most of us would change all of our lives that we can't even fathom right now.
You make $100,000 in a year, you're making good money, right? Let's say that you save all that money for 10 years, you have $1,000,000, right?
You save all of it.
You don't spend a single penny, not a nickel, and there's no taxes. You get all that money. And all of it goes directly into the bank. For 10 years, you don't spend a penny of it. You have $1,000,000. How long would you have to work in order to have $1 billion?
God, I don't even know.
10,000 years.
10,000 years?
10,000 years.
And that's if you're making $100,000.
That's $1 billion. Yeah. And think that Jeff Bezos has $115 billion.
Yeah.
It is obscene.
And he's spending that money.
So gas prices likely to stay steady, they're saying, in 2020. So Americans around the country are paying an average of $2.60 a gallon, and that's probably what it's going to be. Yeah. In 2020. So, they've done these forecasts for years now, and they're actually normally pretty accurate. So the highest national gas price was back in 2008, kind of the worst time for the
beef. $5-$6 a gallon, right?
The national average, $4.11. Yeah. So if you're talking about southern California or something.
San Diego at the time,
$5-$6 a gallon, which is pretty nuts.
Man, that was $15 for a value meal at that time.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Insane.
It was insane.
I don't remember that. I remember gas prices. That's right whenever I started driving, but I don't remember the value meals going up that much.
That was also when it was the height of the recession, too.
Yeah.
And so the idea that, everything was costing, the things like gas and Happy Meals.
World was ending at that point,
nuts.
I mean, in 2008, it was hard to see, a day ahead. You were just like, when are we going to get good news? And then finally, the good news came 7 years later.
So Google parent Alphabet will no longer use an intellectual property licensing scheme known as the Double Irish Dutch Sandwich.
Are we even allowed to? A double Irish Dutch sandwich?
Yeah, it sounds like something from the bedroom, right? Yeah. But the only people getting screwed was the U.S. government because they weren't paying their taxes. So it was a way of basically moving money around so they wouldn't have to pay their federal taxes. And it said that, you know, they were moving like $24.5 billion through its Dutch holding company to Bermuda up from $19.9 billion in 2017. And Google says it's going to end the practice after 2019.
Okay, sure. They just found a better way to pay no taxes on their earnings.
The tax strategy was legal, but it's going through a bunch of loopholes. So
wouldn't
it be
nice to be able to afford the world's best like tax attorneys to figure out how you could pay the least amount?
And make the most.
You're already one of the most, you know, top three richest companies in the world.
Why can't there be like a social responsibility where the companies go, like, we make billions of dollars, more than we could ever know how to spend. Like, maybe we should just pay our fair share.
Yeah. No. Because you know what? The workers, you and me and everybody else who can't afford the super expensive tax attorneys, or even if you could maybe afford a CPA, Still not getting these type of tax loophole breaks.
And police in Maryland say a puppy has been reunited with its owners after it was reportedly stolen at gunpoint by a woman with tattoos on her face.
You're the worst type
of
person.
Post Malone.
You're the worst type of... No,
he does
actually
look kind of feminine.
No. It would be Nick Carter.
Round features.
Nick Carter. Have you seen Nick Carter's face?
His jaw's too strong.
Yeah, it's a woman. I mean, Post Malone kind of looks like...
No, Post Malone is way more manly than Nick Carter.
With the beard, too. Yeah.
Nah, man.
She's pretty ugly. She took my dog, man. I don't know.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Talking about the good old zapato. I went out, then I saw it was about 4 a.m. I was like, time to go home, guys. Got home. The next morning, woke up to a million messages from my friend. Apparently, I took one of my shoes and one of her shoes. Yeah. We both had Chucks, so at least it was both Chucks. She's a size 8. I'm a size 6. I have no idea how this happened. Okay, bye.
Message
you know, if I was going home from somewhere at 4 a.m. and it was a similar shoe, I probably wouldn't notice if it was two sizes too big. Yeah. I would just think that I was hammered.
your balance is already off. Your equilibrium's not quite all
in
there.
In fact, that's a really good way of describing what it feels like to be drunk.
Walking in shoes that are
two sizes too big.
With like bubble gum stuck to the bottom of them with every step.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did any of you have to take summer school when you were kids? I did because I was a bum back then. But, you know, summer school was actually pretty cool. The teachers didn't care at all. And one day the teacher knew we were getting drunk in the back and, like, totally didn't care.
Message deleted.
Dang, that's legit.
Getting drunk in the back of the... That's just a bad teacher,
yeah,
man.
I'm kidding.
Well, and also, why would you want to be drunk at school? That's what I never... Like,
just
why would you want
to be cool.
Like, high or drunk? I never had to do summer school, but I had to do night school. I had to do night school, I think, my junior year because I had missed a whole lot of school.
Yeah.
From skipping?
Yeah. And so I think I did two semesters of night school to catch back up and make up the classes that I had skipped.
See, they did it whenever I was in school where they took like a block, so like one of your periods or whatever, and you would have to take this like program called like Play-Doh, I think is what it was called. And you have to go through and basically pass X amount of tests in order to gain credits that you've not like that you didn't acquire or that you failed out of.
Did you have summer school or night school?
I had to do that whenever I was like moving from like Alabama to Kentucky because Alabama schooling was not as great as Kentucky schooling.
Get out of here. I don't believe whenever I
shifted, I had to go back and like take like three or four classes that I missed with the move.
Ian, summer school?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, all the time. Just because I'm like Mahoney, I just didn't show up to classes. I did really well when I was there.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't, they marked me. So I had to go to summer school a lot. But my summer school was anarchy. Like, kids were showing up, like, hungover. They were, like, throwing stuff around. Fights would be going on. It was, it was
one
chaos.
Step below juvenile detention.
Yeah, no, seriously. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it really is.
Did you guys ever feel like badasses when you were in actual detention?
No.
Kind of like,
I did.
Me and these other criminals in here.
That kid's got a tattoo.
We live a hard life.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know, driving around, you see a lot of things. But one thing I can't stand is seeing somebody in like an $80,000 car, minimum, talking on the phone with it in their hand. I know that thing came with hands-free. I know you can do better than that. Be smart, people. And don't get in the fast lane. God.
Message deleted.
I mean, it's not 1990 anymore, man. It doesn't have to be an $80,000 car. Literally every car,
every single car
made after 2012 has Bluetooth.
It's because I made you fancy with that Bluetooth.
How dare you?
He's in his Cutlass Supreme tailgate, and you get out of the fast lane, you rich son of a gun.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Seriously, like every car, even the basest model.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to think, what's the cheapest car you could think? Was it a Fiesta?
Yeah, like a...
An Arrow, a Chevy Arrow? Is that like the cheapest like brand new car you can buy? Like
Nissan Versa.
Nissan Versa.
Versa?
Yeah, those little things.
Okay.
Looks like you can pick it up, chuck it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we were talking a few minutes ago about what type of rich person you would be if you were an obscenely rich person.
Yeah.
And Mahoney, you would definitely be on this list.
What's this list?
The wealthy people that are buying doomsday bunkers.
Yeah, man, I just want to live underground. It's like, because growing up watching the Ninja Turtles, who didn't want to live in a sewer? But also had cable TV.
I thought you were going to talk about that really cool movie with Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Encino Man?
Was that Encino Man?
Yeah, he wasn't like living under... He was like a caveman. He was frozen.
No, Dave, I think you're thinking of Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past, yes. Where they had like the underground
whole
little compound and everything
from
else.
Like the 40s, post-World
and
War
II. And he was
II.
So confused when he came out and people had cell phones. Brendan Fraser.
That was pre-cell phones, man.
Was it?
Yeah. They had beepers. Speaking of Blast from the Past.
I mean, I would be pretty surprised if I re-entered a world and everyone still had beepers. Like, guys, good times are ahead. Don't worry. Larry Hall is the brainchild behind the luxury developments that he refers to as survival condos.
Okay.
The project is a luxury complex housed 15 stories below ground in a former missile silo near Concordia, Kansas, which never been. I'm sure it's lovely. All of the apartments in Hall's first complex sold out, but people have the option to buy a full floor, a half floor, or a penthouse unit in a second survival condo that is currently under construction.
How do you, like, what's the penthouse in a underground bunker?
It's like, is it the lowest?
It's got to be the bottom floor, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the best, the safest.
But you're going to have to pay the most, and you're still going to have like 48 floors
above you? I think it's like
you?
Your amenities that you get on the insides. Have you seen what they look like ever before? So they have them to where it's like, well, we can put like granite countertops over here.
Why would you need granite countertops?
Let's get you some electricity down here. I don't really know how the electricity still works, but it's working.
So if the end of the world is coming, I'm just going to go to Concordia, Kansas, and just kill some millionaire and take his condo.
That's what they're going to do.
Of course they are.
So here's the thing. World War III breaks out, like, and it's like everywhere. You know, it's not just
nuclear meltdown all over
Europe or Eastern Europe,
right?
Like, you know, previous world wars, but it's everywhere. I don't want to. I'm not like trying to live in a Walking Dead survival thing. I just want to die. I just want to be dead. I want to be in ground zero.
You want the bomb to actually hit you?
Hit me.
Yeah.
But how annoying
then
is it?
Explode.
How annoying is it though that the wealthiest people are the ones who are attempting to stay alive?
But
like,
we're just gonna have
like walking pretentious human beings post apocalypse.
But don't know
the worst of the worst. Right. Like the only people that are survivor are a bunch of rich a-holes who built an underground condo bunker.
Did you bag my Louie?
Guys who've never fired a gun in their life. No, I hate to tell you, that's getting taken from them. Also, first place to raid if you were to try to live that post-apocalyptic world: Walmart, Costco, Amazon Distribution Center.
You bet.
Those will become like little fiefdoms in and of themselves.
Here's how much these cost. So a full floor apartment spanning 1,800 square feet will cost $3 million.
I'm good on that.
The ultra wealthy can also make a penthouse selection starting at $4.5 million.
But again, why do you need granite countertops or marble floors in the apocalypse?
Heated toilets.
I mean,
there's no electricity.
Do you want to hear some of the amenities?
There's going to be no food or water.
The home reportedly features a sauna, a jacuzzi, a shooting range, a theater, a bowling alley, and this property costs about $10.28 million for the...
Where are you going to get the movies when no more movies are being made?
They're just going to like stock up on DVDs, Blu-rays.
Also, let's say global thermal nuclear war breaks out. You're going to be bowling? That's what you need? You want a bowl?
There's nothing else to do underground. What else would you do?
I mean, what happens when you run out of beer, though? I mean, does anyone actually bowl sober?
Yeah.
True.
Like, like, where's your food coming from? Where are you going to get the booze? All the, like, and you're rich, so already you're doing none of your own stuff.
You're going to be sitting down there drinking your jacuzzi water, you creep.
Ew.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, that's why I just want to die.
Right?
Like, just drop the bomb on me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a new year, it's a new decade, all that stuff. But let's not forget, Mahoney, that December was a very busy month across the United States of America. A lot of trucks out there, they didn't get the time off for the holidays.
No, they did not, Dave. No. They did not stop because you did not stop. Your presents had to get there. You had to get your milk. You had to get your eggs. And they're all delivered by the lifeblood that keeps America rolling, the truckers of America.
Unfortunately, sometimes there are accidents. And this is where we pay tribute to all of the big loads that were spilled across the highways of America.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
Seems like yesterday.
A not-so-sweet start to the day Friday in Tennessee after a semi-trailer tipped, dumping M&Ms all over the road. 17 tons of the bite-sized candy spilled onto an interstate ramp Friday, closing off the area for several hours while crews cleaned it up. Police believe one driver swerved to miss hitting something in the road, then plowed into a ditch, taking a bite from another tractor trailer parked on the shoulder.
Amarillo police are currently responding to a wreck involving a cattle truck. A truck and a trailer overturned. Several cows got out of that trailer. Officers on horseback have responded.
Crews in Ottawa County had to close 8th Avenue late this morning due to a meat spill. So dispatchers tell us that meat products from a nearby plant spilled onto the road. So the fire department says hundreds of pounds of sausage or hot dogs went across three lanes. So that's something you don't ever see every day. They only received calls about the spill after people started driving through it. That's disgusting.
Police Scotland are reporting that there's been a bit of a Brussels sprout accident when a lorry overturned, spreading its load of vegetables across the street. On Twitter, they're warning of delays to both traffic and Christmas dinners. That means a lot of wind in the area, doesn't it, Darren?
I was just going to say, was it windy when the accident happened?
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because I'd already made the joke. No, that would not have worked at all.
Did find something interesting out today, though. You don't have to put a cross in the bottom of a sprout anymore. It saves you hours. Good.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So getting 2020 off to a good start. Four men aged 19 and 20. They all are facing charges after police allegedly caught them operating a horse and a buggy with open containers of alcohol. Is that against the law?
I mean, if the horse isn't drunk, you should be able to ride a horse that's sober.
If
the horse is drunk, cite that horse. But if the horse has not been drinking that night.
You could steer it in the wrong way.
That horse knows what he's doing.
The Gladwin County, Michigan Sheriff's Office responded to reports that there were some men intoxicated and tossing beer cans from the buggy at about 9:40 p.m.
Well,
on Sunday.
That's a different story.
If you're littering.
That is littering.
Uh-huh.
Off with your hands.
Sheriff deputies found the buggy and another motorist identified the group as the ones that were, sure enough, drinking and tossing beer cans out of it. Investigators later identified them as a 20-year-old by the name of Levi Mast, a 19-year-old by the name of Andrew Zook, 20-year-old by the name of Joseph Miller, and a 19-year-old by the name of Joseph Troyer. All of them gave fake names as well as fake ages. Eventually, they figured out who they were. All four suspects have been charged with felony obstruction of justice. Which seems like a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, they also got disorderly conduct and several civil infractions for minors in possession of alcohol, but
I had
felons because you're drinking beer on a horse and buggy? Well, like, come on, man.
The false identity?
I had no problem with what these young gentlemen were doing until I found out about the littering. You can't litter. That, to me,
is a felony.
It tilts me so bad when I see people littering.
I want to pit maneuver your car so fast if I see
Not like, what makes you think that if it's nasty enough to be in your car that we want it out in the rest of the world? Somebody like, we are not your parents. We are not here to pick up after your lazy ass.
So figuring that she wouldn't pass her drug test, Julie Miller had a bright idea. She said, well, I'm going to use somebody else's urine as opposed to my own, which is not really that uncommon, right?
Yeah, a lot of people sell their pee.
But in this case, she decided to use her dog's urine. The 40-year-old Kentucky woman was asked to take a drug screening as part of her supervision when it was discovered that she snuck in a sample of urine and tried to pass it off as her own. When asked by an officer if the urine was hers, she reportedly replied, it was her dog's pee.
I was going to say, could they tell that it was her dog's if you took it back to the lab?
She like, just immediately rolled over on her dog.
Mm-hmm. Did they bust the dog?
Right. They're like, this dog peed hot. Sorry. Take him to jail, too. She reportedly said the test would show that she had used methamphetamine, so she didn't want to use her own.
Oh, okay.
Arrested and charged with tampering of physical evidence. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That makes it all better.
So a very organized dope head here. A Louisiana woman has been arrested on drug charges after police found her meth stash in a small plastic container labeled dope.
Well, at least there's that, right?
You know, yeah. Why'd she have to label it? Was she going to get confused with something else in a different baggie?
I mean, right? It could be baking powder. It could be meth rocks, or it could be pop rocks. That crystal candy.
It's possible.
You don't want to confuse those things.
Candace Neal, CANDYCE, Candace Neal, 41, was discovered by police hiding behind her house in West Monroe.
Okay.
When they were called to a narcotics complaint on Saturday night, they found the box labeled dope, and she has since been arrested. There's nothing to add to that. That's it.
Well deserved. Honestly, you can't hide it better.
Do you just leave that little one out there like that's your dummy dope?
It's Pop Rocks, I swear.
No, it's like, oh, here's where all my drugs are, and then all your drugs are actually hidden in your butt.
They'll never think to find my ass stash.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why do I feel like that's always your go-to? Your first hiding spot is right in the old pooper.
I mean, can you think of a more convenient place?
Yes. Your pocket?
Now search that.
Glove box, literally anywhere.
Now.
Or if you ever pull over Mahoney, just ask him to cough.
Joke's on you. I can't touch my toes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what's something that you're really into and you've tried to get your significant other into it and they're just not feeling it at all? Or vice versa, something that they're really into that they're always trying to rope you in. You're like, yeah, I'm going to pass. Annalee on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, World of Warcraft. I mentioned that I played in high school when we first started dating and he won't let it go. He wants me to play so bad, but I just don't have the time.
It's so much of a time sink.
It really is.
That's the problem with things of that nature. I would say over the break that we took, I spent probably 70% of the time playing video games that I was awake.
Playing Warcraft?
Not Warcraft. I was playing Borderlands 3.
Guys, I have a friend back home who has gotten so addicted to World of Warcraft that he does not come out of his room. He is literally the only time he is outside and sees daylight is whenever he is working. And he has, like, the fingerless gloves to play, like, the video games. Like, does not surface, does not see friends, does not leave the house.
Really?
He is so addicted to this video game.
Wow.
So maybe do not start playing for that girl. Don't ever start.
I played World of Warcraft, like, more than 15 years ago.
It's, like, massively addicting.
And it was. I would spend hours and hours and hours and hours playing. Like, there was nights that, like, there was a girl I was dating, like, 15 years ago. We lived together. And there was one night I remember I woke up in the middle of the night just to go play the game. And she like thought I was like talking to chicks or something on the internet. No,
I got to go squat up.
No, I was raiding. I was raiding.
Krista said Star Wars, Alien, Terminator, anything sci-fi. It is a hard no for me. I would rather eat sawdust. You'd think after 6 years he'd give up, but no.
If you don't have the same taste in entertainment as your significant other, is that a deal breaker?
Yes. Assuming that good TV series and sex are entertainment.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't like any of the stuff that you watch, mm-hmm. you can watch it on your own, and you're never stuck behind waiting for somebody else to catch up. You could just watch it at your leisure.
See, we both have like our separate shows, like shows that
you go to your respective quarters.
Like Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
That's your show.
That's my show. That's mine. She doesn't care about it at all. Has no interest in watching it.
You
and I'm like,
you should divorce her. You really should.
I have.
I mean, she's gonna have another baby and Baby Yoda. I mean, like,
what if it is Baby Yoda?
What if she gives birth to Baby Yoda? She'll be mortified. I'll be like, this is great. So cute.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Some are a bit more expansive than just getting somebody to watch a TV show. This one, texted over to us at 73100, things that you're trying to get your significant other into because you think that they would really enjoy it. I play guitar, have for 17 years. I keep trying to get my wife to play piano and sing. She has an amazing voice and can sing her heart out, but she's super shy about it and won't do it.
Try to start a band?
I just feel like that's a pretty big ask. Like, Hey, could you just learn piano and start to sing publicly?
Well, maybe she knows how to play piano. She just doesn't want to play with him. And obviously
maybe.
She can sing.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a bit much.
Also, maybe you suck at guitar. You ever think about that? maybe she's like, I'm a great singer and a great pianist, and I don't want to be mixing it up with your janking around on your Fender.
Yeah, slumming it with you. I'm classically trained, bitch.
I'm sure after 17 years, you're fantastic.
Yeah.
This one here, I tried to get my boyfriend into eyebrow threading to clean up the caterpillars on his forehead. Let's just say that was a one-time event, LOL.
There is nothing funnier, though, than trying to get your man to get into some type of, like, very feminine self-care. Like, it's not even that you asked him to go wax. You wanted him to go sit down and have, basically, what is it, like, dental floss. Plucking out your eyebrows. Yeah.
Mahoney likes going and getting the mani-pedis with the wife, right?
Just pedicures. I don't like
that. I love it.
But, like, you know, it's very relaxing. You're soaking your feet in hot water.
And
you get the little clear coat put on your toenails.
Ooh.
You feel nice and fancy. Feel like a new woman when I come out of there. I love it. But I will say, I don't know if I could have my eyebrows done. My wife wanted me to, like, wax stuff.
You have almost non-existent eyebrows.
I have plenty of eyebrows. They're just blonde.
Yeah, you just can't see them.
Yeah. Like, in pictures, I actually have to darken them.
Yeah, me too.
Do you really?
I do it in a day-to-day. I dye mine.
Oh, it's like, we got to go get, what's
sucks
it called?
Being blonde.
What's the
tinting?
Eyebrow? No. What do they do? What do women do their eyebrows? What's that stuff called? The microblading.
Oh, yes.
She's like, we should go get your eyebrows microbladed.
Oh, my God.
It's like a face tattoo.
I'm like, I'm good on that.
Leanne said yoga. He constantly complains about being sore and having back pain, both of which could be helped out by yoga. He did one class and decided it wasn't for him.
That's Andrew, too. That's
too many asses in there, man. It's too much ass.
Dude, as a guy, are you kidding me? Like, yoga's awesome because
I'm saying,
there's nothing but hot chicks in there.
You can't go to yoga with your significant. You can't. You can't go at all.
Leanne's going to find out that he, like, secretly has a goat yoga class that he's been going to on the side.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's way too much, man. You can't do it. Like, if I'm in the front, everybody's looking into the black hole. If I'm in the back, I'm a bigger creep.
If you're a guy, just understand everyone knows you're a creep and just go to the back.
I don't think that.
Every dude there is a creep.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, unless...
I've been to yoga a couple times. Guess what I was doing? Creeping.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What's something that you're really into that you try to get your significant other into and they just are having none of it, or vice versa?
So, for my wife, she's a very fit, very active person. She works out almost every day of her life. And wants me to work out. Like, there's times she's like, why don't you come in? Like, because we've converted our dining room, because there's two of us, and we don't need a formal dining room in our house. We've converted it into, like, a workout area.
Right, yeah, sure.
For her, she's like, why don't you come in and work out with me? And I'm like, no. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
That's how, you know, it's, it's not great.
Elena said the gym. I work out quite a bit. I even work at the gym, and he has a free membership. Plus, he's been paying for a membership at another gym and still makes excuses not to go. Even bought the expensive workout shoes. He still has 9 trillion reasons not to go.
It's definitely, and I agree with you, you have to be in your own mental space and you have to be ready to immerse yourself into the gym. You can't just get... I guess coaxed into doing it by your significant other, because then it kind of gets a little messy. Like, What are you saying here?
Yeah.
Why do you want me to go to the gym?
Yeah, I already know. I already know I'm a fat. So
I know, like, you can grab onto some extra things over there, but settle down, sir. Or man,
she
whoever.
I don't know. But here's the thing. Like, it's a two-way street, though. Because when I get on those, like, kicks where I'm, like, dieting and I'm actually moving around, my wife doesn't like it when I get too thin.
Really?
She doesn't. You see me when I get too thin?
You look weird because your head looks too big. Because
I got a big head.
I got to fill it out. No, but I mean, you could also just, like, you know, add muscle.
I don't like lifting.
That's what I mean, man.
So you just go straight for lean?
Yeah. You just go straight cardio.
You got a bobblehead?
Yeah. I got long arms, man. It sucks. It's like I got long arms. Like, anytime I, like, do, like, anything involving the chest.
That's how, the same excuse that I tell myself as to why.
I can only
bench press 35 pounds just because I have long arms, and that's the reason I can't do pull-ups.
Gotta go down too far.
Has nothing to do with the fact that I have no muscle on my chest.
Uh-huh.
Brooke said he refuses to go out and socialize with me. I'm all for an occasional night out bar hopping, and he just isn't having it. He'll basically do anything that he wants except for go out and hang out with me. Sit there and play video games for 10 hours straight.
Well, God, that's my husband too. Yeah.
Well, that's why he's in a relationship.
Yeah, that's he doesn't.
Because
I guess.
Like, that's why you, like, guys like that, and I'm admittedly guilty of this as well. We get into relationships because we don't want to go to the bar scene. We don't want to go to the clubs. There is nothing. Like, I can't even imagine at 38 right now having to start over and try to do that crap again.
Oh, like going out to the... Well, I mean,
I'll be celibate.
Do people still do that? No, I mean, that's what Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff are for.
I think that is part of the prowl is going to, you know, like, the younger bars.
So, no,
like,
you
the
say
dive
Tinder
bars.
And Bumble's for that, but you have to go
to the bars.
You got to go to the bars to meet. Like, you get on Tinder and Bumble, then you have to still go to the bar, so you're defeating
Because people aren't going to go on a first date necessarily from, like, Tinder or Bumble and not a public area.
Yeah, you have to go to a public area unless you're a creep like Dave.
Safety first.
A creep like me? I'm not going to invite somebody over to my house off Tinder or Bumble on the first pass.
That would be unsafe of you.
What seems like a really bad idea is, like, going out to a bar and being like, I'm going to try to pick up a chick here.
Well,
like,
that's awful as well.
That sounds sleazy.
Right.
That's awful as well.
Yeah. Like, trying to just meet somebody out in public and see if, like, you have a connection. Blech. Gross.
But why is it not sleazy if you're doing it on Bumble?
Because it's you know what you're there for.
You've signed a social contract with all the other sleaze buckets that are on there, and you're everyone's cool with it.
But what if you just, I don't know. It's weird.
You're looking for love.
I don't know. I don't talk to random people when I'm out at bars.
No.
You know, because most of the time I'm just on a Keno machine, and I'm so engrossed.
Losing your life savings, yeah. Jessica said Dungeons & Dragons. He tries to get me into it. I just can't.
I mean, that's fair.
Olivia said
Dungeons & Dragons. Don't knock it.
Oh,
don't knock it.
Dungeons and Dragons is like the OG nerd game.
It is.
I mean, there's been a lot that have come along since.
If you walked in, or if your wives walked in to you just playing a casual game with some friends of Dungeons and Dragons,
my wife would
tell
love
me
it.
They would not walk out.
Nah,
what?
She would love it. She'd be like, he's doing something.
Oh, God.
Doing something.
Yeah.
That game lasts
yourself
for days.
For the next 5 years, you loser.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, you don't know. It's a lot of imagination that goes into that.
Uh-huh.
A lot of creativity. A lot of bonds are solidified.
Me and my best friend Rupert, we met while playing Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't know anybody named Rupert.
And that's the voice of a 30-year-old.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know that thing that you've been trying to get your significant other into for a long time and they're just not having it? It is really sweet when it finally comes back around, though. Michelle said, I've tried for years to get him into Breaking Bad. He wouldn't give it a chance until last week. He's already on season 5.
Wow.
Then roll right into Better Call Saul.
Oh, Better Call Saul.
It's so good.
It took me a long time to come around on Better Call Saul, and it is fantastic.
When is the next season of Better Call Saul, man?
I don't know. It's got to be soon, right?
March or February 23rd.
Oh, wow. So it is coming up.
Not too long. You got some time to catch up on it.
Dan said, my wife keeps telling me that kids are interesting and fun to be around and help contribute to a solid foundation for our future. We've been at this for 10 years, and all they've done is raise my food and internet bill. some of these are getting more and more extreme here. Treasure Brown, swinging. We are in an open relationship. I don't care if he sleeps with women, but I don't want to go to those weird swing parties. To be frank, I've blanked the last blank I ever intend to. Oh, boy.
Oh, Okay. All right.
Wait, well, so they're swinging in his favor then?
Yeah. She just doesn't want other dudes involved.
With her.
Because that means that she has to do things that she has decided she's not doing anymore.
She's done.
Yeah.
She's called it a day on that. Yeah. The ship has sailed from port.
Jose said van life. Maybe it's just Jose. Not Jose Aldo. Van life. She wants to buy a van and outfitted to live life in it.
And this sounds like something that your girlfriend would want to do.
Yeah, it's such a fad right now, though. It's who would want to live in a van? She's talked about that so much. We tried to live in a Hyundai Santa Fe for a couple of days. Did not work.
No, I mean, living in a van is not cool. Like,
no.
It's a teeny, tiny space.
But if it's decked out, the whole purpose is to be one with your surroundings, and you can be, you're like nomadic or something.
You have no privacy whatsoever.
You know what's awesome? Decking out your house.
Yeah, having an awesome house.
But it doesn't have wheels.
Yeah, that's why you have a car.
You're stationary.
That you park in the garage, and I can go rent cabins wherever and not have to worry about my house breaking down or getting run over by a tractor trailer. There's like 10 Instagram accounts about van life,
yep.
And it's like, oh, they take really good pictures, and it's like good-looking people.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, that would be awesome. And then you put my fat ass in a van. I'm farting all day. You got to, like, poop in there. There's nothing glamorous about that. I haven't showered in a month.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where do you poop?
Most of those
you poop
places,
in the van?
You have a composting. Oh, yeah.
A composting?
Yeah, totally.
Oh. Composting toilet.
I'd be so mad. That's like the number one rule. You don't poop on the bus.
And there's not like there's doors there either, so your like significant other is seeing everything. There's nothing sexy about that.
I get mad at people that poop on buses and airplanes, but if it's a van, like, come on, man.
And it's also your house?
It's a hard
pass. Well, you know what? You could roll down the windows.
No, man.
You're like, I'll drive.
If my wife were to tell me that she wanted to start living a van life, I would say, good luck to you. I would. That would be it. I'm not going on the road. I am not a roadie. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Olivia said anything involving him in the public unless we go camping and fishing, out to eat or shop. That's it. Otherwise, not going out in public at all.
Yeah, I could get on board with that.
Is that more of a man thing? I'm wondering if women are more social creatures.
I've done enough.
You think?
I've got enough friends. I don't need another friend. I've got my limit of friends. Even if somebody rolls off, that's fine. That's one less obligation that's dealing with. Like, unless I need absolutely have to go out, I don't want to, because the way that everything is now with Amazon and like you can get your groceries delivered, Postmates, all of it can come to you.
Do you feel confined though?
No, I love my house.
Interesting.
I love staying in. There's nothing more, which I know a lot of people go house crazy or stir crazy when they're stuck in their house too long. There's nothing more that I look forward to every day than going home and just taking my pants off and just relaxing, because that's my space.
Somebody's mad at me for dissing Dungeons and Dragons.
They should be.
They went off on the text line.
So the back and forth you just did, dissing Dungeons & Dragons, that is exactly what happens when playing Dungeons & Dragons. Sure, you play a character that grants you abilities to take out monsters, but it's also thinking of situations and talking with your friends. It's a back and forth. What would you do if you were an elf in an elf-hating town, just trying to have
a
beer?
Kidding.
Or you
you're
came
kidding.
Across an ogre destroying a town, so you started fighting it. Only to find out they wanted their stolen child back for some other adventure.
Triggered.
Who stole it? What would you do? Lots of adventures and morale-building situations that help you grow as a person as well as
He's
having
right,
fun.
Jeff.
Hashtag check yourself.
He's right. Or she's right. But what's who we're
getting?
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He's not wrong, though. A lot of scenarios.
I should check myself. Yeah. I don't want him sicking his ogre on me.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know what doesn't get the good reputation they deserve? Garage sales. I love roaming around, looking out for signs. Then you got to travel around trying to find the place. And then when you get there, it's usually all junk and old clothes. But, you know, you can really find some great stuff.
Message deleted.
Old video games, camera gear, great garage sale finds for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there is something nostalgic about garage sales because, I mean, back when we were kids, like, that was the only time that you got, there was no Craigslist.
Nope.
You couldn't go peruse people's junk whenever you wanted. Now, it's all over the place. But back then, like, that was, and you would also go to your neighbor's garage sale just to see, like, what they had in their house.
What you got in there? What you sell for?
What you got in that garage?
Would you ever buy, like, a couch from a garage sale?
Never. Not one, oh. Not a chance in the world.
I've slummed it up more than
yeah,
that.
I bought
a used mattress.
Oh, you're gross.
Yeah, I mean, I was a broke college kid. What do you want?
No, we're talking now, current day. Oh. Zero
I've just
chance.
Curbed. I've just like definitely like gotten like not a mattress Here's... off of the curb, but I've curbed stuff. Like, what is it? Like, what do they call it? Like pirating? Whatever you're
no,
like,
if they
curb
put
pirate?
No, yeah. If they put something out for the trash, then it's you're just picking it up.
I did that
up.
In college a lot.
That's fun.
That still happens from time to time. Do you guys ever put something out for the trash and then all of a sudden it's gone before
it
the trash comes? You're like, what the?
Who's taking this? Always. Like, you don't even have to wait for the big trash day for the, you know, put something big out there. Somebody will come and get it no matter
come
what
yank it
is.
It, yeah.
So, but the problem with garage sales, in my opinion, is that I don't want to see the people who own this stuff and I don't want to know where it came from because that is an immediate, like, you know, red flag for me on almost everything.
Really?
Clothes, like there's one thing if you go thrift shopping because you don't know
who's
left it there, but if you're seeing the person and you're haggling them, you know, for $5 down to $2.25 because you want to get a good deal on that sweater.
She's like, that's my dead husband's sports coat.
Well, he's dead now. He ain't using it.
Ian, I bet you love garage sales, don't you?
I really do, actually. But I go there for books.
You seem like the sort of guy that's the opposite of Mahoney, where like you want to get to know the people.
Oh,
you want the backstory on that lamp.
I want to know what that stain on that shirt is. I want to know what
I'll
happened,
pay
Larry.
You more money for this.
No, if you're not haggling at garage sales, you're doing it wrong.
35 Roger. Cents is not enough. Here's two shiny quarters.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, someone should really do a study on this, but say you're running and you let those run farts rip. You know, like the ones that come out with every step. They should really do a study to see if you actually get like a slight burst in speed from those.
Message deleted.
You don't.
No. You don't. Can you imagine what sort of pressure would have to be coming out in order for you to propel yourself?
And hurt yourself.
Yeah. Like your ass is not a jet stream.
You're going to blow an O-ring, man. You got to be careful.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of The Witcher. Just came out on Netflix, and it's been one of their most streamed new shows that they put out.
I've read all the books. I've played all the games. Big fan of the whole series in general.
See, maybe that's where I'm missing out, right?
Yeah, same.
I watched the first couple of minutes of this, and I'm just like, this is too corny for me. It's like bad Game of Thrones. But
I think Henry Cavill, Cavill, whatever his name is.
Ex-Superman. Cavill.
Yeah, but I feel like he plays Geralt down to a T. I think he looks awesome. I think he's a good actor.
See, I don't like all these shows, though, that are coming out that you have to know the whole backstory.
But there's problems with the show, but I feel like they're going to work on them. The basis is there. The story is going to be even better than what it is, but it's, I think, the third highest streamed show ever.
Ever.
Now at this point.
So do you have to know anything going in, like at all?
I feel like you should, but you don't because.
Okay.
But like, if you don't, then you're like, who's this? What's that? What's their backstory?
There's also a bunch of like time travel and stuff in the show.
Well, it's not time travel; it's time jumping.
Time jumping. What is the difference?
Well, because it's like Geralt. He's a witcher. He doesn't age.
Okay.
And there's witches who also don't age.
Okay.
So they look the same age, but there's some people around them who get older and get younger.
I'm already so confused.
Right.
You're not
I'm out. Like I don't want that much. It's too much work.
I'll say this.
I need Spark notes.
Yeah. Still way better than Game of Thrones. Hands down.
Oof.
Really?
Game of Thrones just ended poorly.
It did.
Game of Thrones was a fantastic show.
No, see, here's the problem.
There's no way that Witcher is better than Game of Thrones.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's certainly
it's not.
The story,
it's
the
not.
Books, and here's the thing.
It's not.
And here's the thing. The books are pretty much done. The author continues to write, unlike Game of Thrones, who has just left us as readers in a lurch for a decade now since the last book came out.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, when it first came out, you were confused by who was who. Watch it, then watch it again. And it'll be better.
Okay.
I promise you.
So yeah, I just have to watch this twice and also play all the video games and read all the books.
Video games are
maybe I'll understand.
Actually, the video games
a little confusing with the time
jumping. I don't have time.
The video games, even though they take place in the same world, the same characters, have nothing to do with the show.
So Bobby Christina Brown's ex-fiance, Nick Gordon, also dead as of New Year's Day. He is the guy, Whitney Houston's daughter, of course. overdosed, and he was found to be responsible for that. That was back in 2015, as you probably recall. He was 30 years old, had a series of heart attacks, was rushed into ICU in Florida amid New Year's celebrations, and it was an OD. So.
Absolutely devastating. Feel so sorry for his friends and family, but I was not shocked while reading this at all.
No, there are like it's
he was a garbage person.
He's a bad person that was responsible for her death, and was known to be really controlling and abusive and everything else. Like
he was a drug addict who killed somebody else with drugs.
And then ended up killing himself.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So old Post Malone, who you're none too pleased with because of his new face tattoo.
Because I think he has one of the best glow-ups as a celebrity. If you look back at a glow-up.
What?
A glow-up.
What's that?
A glow-up means essentially whenever you've gotten a lot of money and you went from looking like rags to riches.
So you're not, what's the old saying? You're not ugly, you're just poor?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he got money, you find him attractive, though, right?
I think that he's like a good-looking guy. Okay. But now that he's got this face tattoo.
Wait. What was good-looking about Post Malone?
So,
his personality, I get, is attractive.
He's in there barfing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but he is horrible-looking. What are you talking about?
Okay, so he's gotten a glow-up, as I said. He's not bad-looking. Okay. He's just like got that the swag about him.
So he's got a new face tattoo.
I just said that so much, but he does.
One face tattoo too many? Because there's already like six.
Yeah, so because they were like tiny little tattoos, but now he's got it where it's like covering his whole left side of his face.
Actually, I think it's the best face tattoo he's got. It's a gauntlet holding a morning star, which is remember Castlevania?
Of course.
The weapon from Castlevania.
It's bad.
If it's actually the weapon from Castlevania, I'm on board.
Well, that's what it is. That's a morning star.
Well, I know, but if he based that off.
I don't know if he did or not. I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Well, he was doing his New Year's Eve performance, and he just ate it on stage.
It's bad.
Like fell off stage?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I think he was on a bender because he got that face tattoo the same day as the stage fall. Like, so I think that he was kind of on one in order to fall like that. I don't know.
Well, is he okay?
That's my guy.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
He was like getting picked up like a little baby from a security guard. He's like, here you go, honey.
But seriously, like if you've never been on a stage at a concert venue, like falling off of that.
Oh, yeah. Mess you up, man.
It's not like there's padding down there either.
Right.
Hopefully, the best case scenario, you fall on a security guard.
Right.
Or a photographer.
So Disney Plus has all the Star Wars shows that are going to be rolling out now. And obviously, The Mandalorian has been an enormous hit for them. And rightfully so. It's a great show. All the episodes are now streaming. So if you're just getting Disney Plus, watch The Mandalorian. But now they're saying that it's entirely possible that they could actually turn those into movies because they're doing... Like, The Mandalorian has done so well, they might turn that into a film, a feature film.
I'm not shocked there. I think The Mandalorian, anything that's non-Skywalker related is, like, Rogue One, I think, The Mandalorian, these are the best, like, Star Wars movies that we have seen in years.
Yeah.
And some of the best Star Wars properties, or best thing that happened to the Star Wars property. The Mandalorian is so damn good. I know that there's a lot of people who are upset that it's not like this, you know, there's some big giant plot point every single episode. But
Baby Yoda every single episode. That's all you need.
I just need her in my life.
It's a modern day Western. Man goes to a town. Man figures, something's going on.
Doesn't quite fit in. Has to fight evil somehow. Yeah. Yeah,
and he's got his trusty companion, which is Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda doesn't get better than that.
Like, I don't know. I think it's the best Star Wars stuff that we may have ever seen.
I did not like the Bill Burr episode, though.
Really? I thought that was good. Just because it was Bill Burr?
It was so random. No, the whole thing. Just you would have removed that. And the plot line still would have continued.
Well, but it's about. It's about he just gets these random encounters. It's like the old West. It's like how old Westerns were.
Was Bill Burr the one where they were all like fighting in that ship?
In the ship.
Yeah, just.
That one was a random episode.
Totally unnecessary, but I wasn't mad at it because it's just another episode.
Unnecessary episodes. Plus, there was stuff necessary. You found out he used to hook up with that chick with the two horn
things. He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was his girlfriend.
Oh.
How did you miss that?
I mean,
because I was just half lip watching at that point. I was just like, who is this?
Get off your phone.
Who's this girl?
Through my phone.
She reminded me of that one character from Little Nicky who had the thing, the boobs on his head. That's all I was thinking the entire time. I was like, put a bra on.
Come on, lady. And back to New Year's Eve, Gronk made Steve Harvey really mad. So these countdown shows are just some of the worst television.
Who watches this besides your grandma?
That gets created. Well, I watched some of it because I didn't go out.
Did you?
Yes.
You didn't decide to watch something that was like worthwhile?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah,
I had family over.
At least there's floats.
On in the background.
These stupid New Year's Eve countdowns, especially one with
Steve Harvey's hosting it, and then Gronk was up on stage, and they had this bust of Steve Harvey made out of Legos, and Gronk picked it up and spiked it and shattered it. And Steve Harvey, I think, you guys listen to the audio. I think he legitimately got mad.
This is a work.
I don't know.
It's a work.
He seemed like he was actually mad.
You think that it was on.
What are you doing? Are you serious? I don't want to work with him no more. Why is he here? Why are you here? What is wrong with you? You're mentally imbalanced. This nut right here done broke the... You know how hard it is to get them brown Legos?
You know how unfunny Steve Harvey is? Like, who was the executive out there who decided that Steve Harvey was funny? Like, even the Kings of Comedy tour, like, when he went out, he is the least funny. Like, him, Bernie Max, Cedric the Entertainer. Steve Harvey, the least talented out of all of them.
Like, I mean, I don't disagree. I just think that he was mad in that group.
I don't think he was mad. It's a work. Gronk is not an idiot. Gronk's not. Gronk's actually a very smart guy. Just plays.
I don't know if I'd go very smart. Gronk's a very likable guy.
Graduated college.
I know all sorts of dumb people who graduated college.
But also hasn't spent a single dollar from his NFL career. You know, again, good with his money. Gronk's not an idiot. Gronk just likes to have. Gronk's likes to play the frat boy. He didn't do this on purpose. This is some producer said, go up there and Gronk spike the Steve Harvey Lego head. And he did.
Well, I think that's.
And Steve Harvey's pretending to be mad. Steve Harvey don't give a damn about that Lego head.
Maybe he wanted to take it home.
He did.
Put it on his mantle, the elf on the shelf.
It's actually pretty good looking. It kind of looked better than Steve Harvey.
Nah.
Less
yeah.
Mr. Potato Head.
Right, yeah.
Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person. A person so vile and arrogant. The middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So you probably encountered a Karen while you're out and about enjoying your holiday festivities, whether you were traveling, you saw somebody at the airport, just lighting up somebody behind the desk as they were just doing their job.
I was at Disneyland. Worst. There was a Karen whose bagel did not come out plain.
Her name was Karen,
she's
right?
She's like, I'm Karen, and that's a plain, that bagel should be plain.
Of course you wanted a plain bagel. How boring.
I was trying to pull out my recorder so quick. I was like, oh, I could
phone fumbling.
These are all real reviews that were left at different establishments across the country, all by women named Karen. Now, just to give you a little bit of context here, all of the reviews for these places are not bad at all. In fact, they're all very well-reviewed establishments. And I'll just give you kind of a couple of these to sort of set it up. First one here, Torchy's Tacos from down in Texas.
Eaten there many times. Great place.
4 out of 5 stars overall. Trace J said 5 out of 5 stars. Oh, my G. This place is stellar. I thought the tacos were delicious. Just had their Airstream salad with salmon and nearly died. It was so good.
Dang.
Diana W, 5 out of 5. Always, Torchy's never disappoints. We had guests in town with it to visit. It was fantastic.
Reasonably priced, too.
I mean, is it?
Yeah.
For a taco?
I mean, for like a higher-end taco place.
Well, Karen is none too pleased with Torchy's Tacos because she had been there a couple of times with her friends in the past, and I'm stalling here because I'm trying to find... Did you put that in there, Ian? Am I just missing it?
Did we lose the Karen Chronicle song?
Where's the little bed thing?
Oh, no. The Jaws theme. Hold on.
Do you just have it?
Let me see if it'll work.
Yeah. Okay,
there we go.
There it is. Right,
Karen K.
Okay, let's reset.
What?
Okay. Reset. Hey, Ian, kill the music.
Okay.
Start over.
Okay.
So, okay. Torchy's Tacos.
In Texas. In Allen, Texas. Karen K. had this to say. 1 out of 5 stars. I was disgusted by Torchy's advert of their Taco of the Month. There is a picture of Santa holding what appears to be an inappropriate magazine in his coat titled Naughty Santa. Do we really want to support a restaurant making Santa a closet pornography participant? The sign is not subtle either. They even had double-sided on either side of the sidewalk. I hope you all see this subtle message and send this out to kids that want to sit on Santa's lap. Let's boycott Torchy's.
Karen? He's not a closeted pervert if he's got the magazine there with him. He's letting the world know.
Yeah.
He's letting his freak flag fly, Karen.
This next one is from Brewberry Cafe in Anaheim, California.
Why do you think Rudolph's nose was so bright? Come on over here, Rudolph. I need some light over here.
Put on a red light.
Jeez.
I have to put on. Well, that's good. All right. Got to bust down some rocks.
This is Brewberry Cafe in Anaheim, California.
Okay.
4.5 out of 5 stars. Allison C. said 5 out of 5 stars. Great place to come if you want breakfast or brunch. Nice size portions for a reasonable price.
And their name's Brewberry?
Brewberry, yeah.
Oh, so it's like nice. Coffee and blueberries?
Uh-huh.
Sounds I'm delicious.
Tom
N.
said 5 out of 5 stars. One of the cutest cafes. They serve delicious breakfast and desserts.
I think I would like Brewberry.
Karen D. 1 out of 5 stars. If I could give it 0 stars, I would. The pancakes were flat and tasted like McDonald's pancakes. And don't even get me started on the service. Everything but the tuna melt, which was actually quite good and had a wonderful value because it was stuffed, made me so irritated that I spent $20 a person at this place for a terrible breakfast and experience. Never again, you stupid Brewberry Cafe in Anaheim.
What? I mean,
why are they knocking the McDonald's pancakes?
Yeah, the McDonald's pancakes, delicious, first off. Second of all, why are you, like, doubling down on where the Brewberry Cafe is? If somebody's reading your review, they know it's the Brewberry Cafe in Anaheim, California.
And there's no other Brewberry Cafe. Wait, hold up. Oh, there's no other?
Also, the tuna melt. Like, I feel like a tuna melt's the hardest thing to do.
Right.
And you said it was wonderful.
It was great. But still 0 stars.
Which was actually quite good and had great value because it was stuffed.
Yeah, what?
So your meal was fantastic, but you want to give this place 0 stars?
Because of the flat pancakes.
Okay, Karen.
You guys, we have another Karen complaining about Mount Rushmore.
This is the second time we found a
Karen complaining about Mount Rushmore. 4.5 out of 5 stars, obviously. Judy T. said, Mount Rushmore is a national memorial that is a must-see for anyone who cares about the history of our beautiful country.
Absolutely.
Josette R. said 5 out of 5 stars. If you've never been before, it's an amazing sight to see. Everyone from parking attendants to cashiers to tour guides, extremely friendly, and it seemed like they enjoyed what they were doing.
Phenomenal national park.
Karen P., 1 out of 5 stars. If I could give it 0 stars, I would. This American Fat Pants Ice Cream Zoo.
What?
This is a disgrace to the park system. Don't go here. Stay in the hills or Badlands instead. I do not think it's a patriotic mountain. Also, the surrounding towns are horrible. I am pretty sure that the next gathering of the Juggalos is taking place somewhere around here. It stinks!
Is Karen a commie?
Whoa. First off, why are you bringing the Juggalos into this? And also,
yeah.
the next gathering of the Juggalos, I believe, is in Indiana. So I don't think it's going to be anywhere near Mount Rushmore.
I hope
and
not.
If you don't think George Washington and Abraham Lincoln
you don't
on
think
a
that-
mountain, the like that the you know gigantic faces of them carved into a mountain, you don't think that's patriotic? What's patriotic, Karen?
And finally, Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's where the Carolina Panthers play,
okay.
Those of you that don't know. So big football stadium. 4 out of 5 stars overall. Erica S. said 5 out of 5, separating the love that I have for the team. You know, this is just a great, pure facility.
Uh-huh.
The bank is tough to beat in the realm of NFL stadiums. Viv E. said 5 out of 5 stars. Wonderful in the gridiron, 21-inch leather seats. Great game, great food, clear jumbotron, good crowd. Short walk from downtown hotels, very nice and refreshing. Karen R., 1 out of 5 stars. I have never been to a game before. We were sitting in section 513, row 1A. As my friend was walking up the steps, one of the teams ran a play, so she stopped at the top of the steps so she wasn't blocking anyone as she went by. The usher started screaming at her to sit down. No joke. Not polite or friendly, just rude and a jerk. She actually started crying. It was her first game, too. Then, after she sat down, the usher came over and started arguing with us. Really? Are these the type of ambassadors you want, Charlotte? You might want to look a little longer for employees, not hire toothless high school dropouts.
Ooh.
Can you imagine just two Karens sitting at a Carolina Panthers football game sobbing?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Aww. It is 3rd and goal. Can you stop crying?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, a new year, new traffic laws here in Las Vegas and beyond in the state of Nevada. Would you guys like to hear what they are?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does this, I mean, if I plead ignorance, does that mean I can get out of a ticket, though?
It does not.
So,
does
if you're
not.
Telling
not,
me these
not,
now?
Not how that works. Hmm. There is a helmet law that was expanded to require moped riders to wear helmets on state roads.
Good.
Mopeds didn't have to wear helmets before?
Not the actual mopeds or the riders. Now, both have to wear a helmet. The reckless driving law now allows prosecution to reckless driving and vehicular manslaughter in places where the public has access. So basically, reckless driving could only be done on a road, right?
Yeah.
Now it includes parking lots and parking garages and all places like that. Yeah. Apartment complexes.
Good. People, yeah, I mean, people fly through those parking structures downtown. Like, it is insane.
Maniacs. And now you can get in trouble for it, which is probably a good thing. Trick driving that diverts or slows traffic on public roads to allow for stunts or the filming of stunts is now considered reckless driving and a gross misdemeanor. Yep.
These idiots who are on motorcycles who decide to, like, while we're going down Blue Diamond, oh, I'm going to just pop a wheelie and ride a wheelie for a mile and
a
half.
Or I'm going to stand up on my motorcycle so I can get some cool video
like,
for my YouTube page.
Last thing I
want to
do is
watch.
Run you over in my Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, Jack.
The maximum fine for speeding is now capped at $20 for each mile per hour above the speed limit or proper rate of speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean capped?
Like,
so
like,
what was it before?
I don't know what it was before, but can't be more than that. But I mean, if you think if you're going like 35 miles above the speed limit, like that's still a pretty big fine.
Yeah, it is.
That's what, $700?
Yeah.
I mean, how often are you going 35 over, though?
Never.
I mean, like 15. Yeah. Like, because here's the thing.
35 over
like
would be
Buffalo,
ridiculous. Yeah.
You know, especially like on the southern part, like southwest part of town.
Yeah.
Speed limit's 35 on that.
Yeah.
Who's going 35 on that?
Not Mahoney when he's coming to work every single morning, officers of the law.
I'm going 34.
Las Vegas had a huge New Year's Eve party, as we do every single year. 80,000 fireworks exploded over the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying that it required 60 pyrotechnicians working more than 3,000 man hours to get all the fireworks.
I'm just glad it wasn't windy and we were able to get them off. All that was pretty good.
They said that it was
400,000 people.
400? Oh, my gosh.
333,000 was the official count at America's Party, but you know that it's always a little...
Yeah, there's all drunk people inside.
Yeah.
It's so awful, too, because you know they're all wearing adult diapers and just standing out there for hours and hours just, like, peeing on themselves.
I don't think most of them are wearing adult diapers. I think most of them just
peeing on themselves without it?
No, they just try to make their way in.
They said that only 12 people were hospitalized for drug use or too much alcohol, which seems pretty low considering the huge amount of people that were out there. Between 6 and 11:30 p.m., there was no significant instance requiring medical assistance from the Las Vegas Fire Department, according to the agency. So, exceptional job by everyone that organized the party. I mean, the fact that nothing required, like, the emergency team to rush to them when there's...
That's huge.
350,000 people out there is pretty phenomenal.
What time did you guys go to bed on New Year's?
2.
Whew.
12:03.
Really? You stayed up?
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't going to. We were going to do the 9 o'clock, but my brother had to leave and go drop somebody off, and then he came back, and he got back at like 9:02. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess
we were fast asleep by 10 o'clock.
I should have gone over to your house and fired off a bunch of mortars.
The 9 Year's Eve or whatever they're calling it, whenever...
You celebrate the East Coast time?
Yeah. I like that.
We were in bed before that. We were just like, we're done. We don't care. We're going to be up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whatever. 2020, we'll be here no matter what.
Troopers made 31 DUI arrests over New Year's Eve here in the Las Vegas area.
And like half of those came before 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. Like, who's pre-partying that much and driving drunk at 3 in the afternoon, you idiots?
So the cops reported few arrests during the actual celebration. 3 people were arrested on suspicion of felony charges, 12 were arrested on suspicion of misdemeanors, and 4 others issued citations. Las Vegas police did respond to 346 calls for fireworks between 3 p.m. Tuesday and 2 a.m. Wednesday. Of the calls, 267 were between 10 p.m. and 1:43 a.m., according to the call logs.
Please tell me they arrested every one of them.
They're calling just to be like, hey, they're setting off fireworks?
Yes, it's illegal.
Mahoney is the guy that would call.
It's illegal to set off fireworks? Why? Because we're in a desert?
We are in a desert.
Okay,
we are a tinderbox.
We've had a lot of rain.
That doesn't make it okay. It is illegal within the county.
Let people have their fun.
Exactly. Go out
Grinch.
To the desert or something.
That sounds worse.
Yes, go out to the desert and set that on fire.
Drive to Oakland. Set that on fire.
So the biggest solar project in the U.S. could be outside of Las Vegas. They're saying federal authorities have opened a final protest period about a proposed solar power and battery storage plant near Las Vegas. It'll be the largest in the U.S. and amongst the largest in the world. The Bureau of Land Management says it will accept protests until January 27th of issues raised during the planning of the Gemini Solar Project off 15 near the Moapa River Indian Reservation and near the Scenic Valley of Fire State Park.
I like this. You know, we in Nevada, you know, the state owns and the federal government owns a lot of the land, like more than any other state.
Like 80%.
Because 99% of the state is uninhabited for the most part. So, and we have tons of sunshine, like 330 days a year.
Hell
and
yeah.
our geothermal capabilities are huge. Like Nevada, for the future, as far as green energy is concerned, really could be a leader. So I love the fact that this Gemini project is coming here and we are going to be a leader in the nation, because I think it's going to bring a lot of green jobs and the fact that, you know, we're doing something for the environment. That's huge.
And just another power source.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool.
Power it up, man.
It'd be more than twice
as
big.
I gotta charge my phone.
It'd be more than twice as big as the nearly 250 megawatt Moapa Southern Paiute solar project that was commissioned back in March of 2017 on a little more than 3.1 square miles of tribal land. So they're saying that it's going to be huge, obviously.
Yeah, I like it. I think we need to invest more in it, and I think the more jobs we can bring to Southern Nevada, the better.
I hate to start off the new year with bad news, and I don't want to get you guys too shook, but you know, the Blue Tech Park City that's going to come here with the self-healing sidewalks.
Yeah.
And
the lady who was convicted of, was it fraud?
She's accused of, I don't know if she actually got convicted of it, but the former spokesperson has filed a lawsuit against the company he used to represent after the spokesman claimed that the client refused to pay him.
No kidding.
So where are these billions of dollars going to come from?
Shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'll keep holding my breath. So I'm sure that'll get built along with that second Ferris wheel down on the south end of the strip, right? That thing's still coming along?
The contract included
a
non-refundable retainer for this guy for $20,000 a month, including travel expenses. A copy of the contract was filed with the lawsuit. This guy said he sent a final invoice on December 2nd for $54,000, but was never paid. The $7.5 billion Blue Tech Park project was announced in early August, and he was a spokesman for the company. He said the project had yet to file the plans with the city of Las Vegas or Clark County for approval as of August 12th.
How do you do any business with somebody and not do any kind of, like, back check?
Well, because he was getting $20,000 a month and he didn't care. And then he was just out here talking about how great this thing was going to be. That we all knew from the word go.
It's a scam.
I mean, the woman behind it, Garcia, she's facing felony fraud charges and charges relating to failure to compensate workers on another project in South Florida called the Blue Network.
Dang, she's a con artist.
Here's the thing. When it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always.
She doesn't actually want to date you for 50 roses, and Blue Tech Park is not coming here.
Son of a love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Saul is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Saul? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you as well. This game is pretty simple. We've got some clips here. Nothing in any of these clips that's being talked about is dirty at all. You're just trying to figure out what's actually being talked about. Ian has strategically placed some bleeps throughout these, so it can be a little bit distracting if you have a dirty mind. But if you're able to get through it, then we're going to set you up today, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll give you kind of the setup here as to what's being talked about, and then again, I'll give you a multiple choice. You're trying to figure out what is what. Clip number one is a kind man, and you're trying to figure out what this man did. All right, so this is just a nice overall guy. You're trying to figure out what he did. Here is the clip in Bleep BS.
I saw that post. She said, I just don't want to alone because it hurts. If you find yourself wanting to be a part of a on Christmas, just
so this kind man, what did he do? A, invited an old woman to his house for the holidays. B, invited a group of travelers to his house for the holidays. Or C, spent the holiday at a local animal shelter. Would you like to hear the clip one more time?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
I saw that post. She said, I just don't want to alone because it hurts. If you find yourself wanting to be a part of a on Christmas, just
so what did he do? Invited an old woman to his place for the holidays, invited a group of travelers to his house for the holidays, or spent the holidays at a local animal shelter?
Is it B?
It is not, unfortunately. No, he invited an old woman to his house for the holiday. Not a group of travelers.
Man. She posted on Craigslist.
All right.
Yeah,
she posted on Craigslist that she wanted to come over.
How old was that guy? He doesn't sound that old.
He was like, I'd say maybe early 40s.
He got a granny finish.
I think he might.
Right. What are you doing cruising Craigslist? What section of Craigslist?
Yeah, where did you find that Craigslist post of an old lonely lady who wants to just come over for the holidays? This is clip number two here. This is Audrey, and you're trying to figure out who she was talking about. All right, so sure this will be fine.
Okay. He's really good at me. He will straight up just like smack his up against the wall. Yeah. Like that's his way of, and then he'll look back at me like,
Mama,
snap, snap.
Let's go.
Let's
oh my God. Oh boy.
So who is she talking about? Is she talking about A, her husband, B, her dog, or C, her ex? Would you like to hear that one more time?
That sounds great.
Okay.
He's really good at me. He will straight up just like smack his up against the wall. Yeah. Like that's his way of, and then he'll look back at me like,
Mama,
snap, snap.
Let's go.
What on earth? I'm in tears. I'm actually crying.
So who is she talking about? Her husband, her dog, or her ex?
Oh man, I know she always talks about her husband and her dog. I believe this time was about her dog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was gonna say I have no clue.
What was the context there? Do you even...
That was Audrey's dog communicates with her by throwing his bowl against the wall.
When he wants to eat.
Yes.
He doesn't smack anything like.
Her husband does the same thing though.
All right, so you're on the board with one. You can get a win with
casual.
You get this next one correct. All right. And This is Paris Hilton, and you're trying to figure out what TV show that she is talking about.
Both of us had never like that.
They're giving up their plush lifestyle to on a farm.
I had no idea how huge it would be. That just me to another level where I literally could not leave my house without being every single day.
Why do you always sound like they're on massive amounts of downers?
Yeah.
She probably was.
What a throwback that is. I hadn't thought about that TV show in a long time.
Mm-hmm. 20 years.
Yeah.
That's hot.
So what television show is she talking about? A, The World According to Paris, B, Paris Hilton's new BFF, or C, The Simple Life for the win?
I think that was The Simple Life.
You did it.
Well done.
Nice. All right.
Why was it One Night in Paris? What's it there?
That was a good film.
I prefer the Woody Allen version, the one where he's time traveling. You ever see that one on New Year's Eve?
No, I did not.
With her?
That was Midnight in Paris.
Midnight in Paris. That's right.
Speaking of One Night in Paris.
He's really good at me. He will straight up just like smack his against the wall.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Audrey, you're the most recent one married here. As you know, it can be really expensive. It's a big to-do, of course, when you're getting married. And now millennials are doing things a little bit differently.
Okay.
A new study suggests a rise in the number of young couples who are asking for financial help to pay for their weddings. As in, like, GoFundMe accounts. According to the survey data, 15% of couples ask for donations to their wedding fund, while only 1 in 5 couples ask for donations to a honeymoon fund. On the other end, 30% of wedding guests donated to a wedding or honeymoon fund when asked.
Yeah, they have, what's that website, honeyfund.com?
Yeah, something like that. That's what we ended up doing. We did the knot, and we were like, do not give us gifts because we cannot travel back from Lexington to Nevada with gifts. That would just be the worst thing ever. So we were just like, hey, honeymoon, sure. But
did people kick in? Did you guys get enough for?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, according to the Knot, the average national wedding cost is $34,000.
So stupid.
Easy.
So
easily.
Did your parents or his
parents? That's for a small wedding. Yeah.
Did his parents or your parents pay at all for your wedding? Or is this mostly?
We paid for like X amount of dollars for it, and then my family paid for the rest.
Okay. So I have some friends who I've known over the years who parents who have paid, you know, we're talking in that $30,000 to $40,000 range for a wedding. Meanwhile, these people don't own a house. Like, why are you going to spend $30,000 to $40,000 on a wedding when you don't have a house?
Yeah, that was
because it's a flex, man. Because you would like
no, you know what's question. You know what's a flex? Having a house or an apartment, or if you're deep in debt, like why are you going? This is what I don't understand. And again, I'm not the best with my money, but the one thing I've done a pretty good job of is staying out of debt over the years. Why are you going to spend $30,000 to $40,000 on a day when you can set your that's a huge down payment on a house that could change your life? And you can, like, get set on a financial future that is stable.
I mean, do you really think that, like, putting $40,000 into a house is life changing. Like,
sure it
for,
is
for houses. You, most
that's
people
20% down on a $200,000
house. I'm not saying that's not a lot of money. I'm saying owning a house isn't exactly like setting you up for financial prosperity.
Well, you're starting
which,
to get
which millennials that, aren't even buying homes.
It's
right
not
now.
Even that great of an investment anymore. And it's because people move around. It's different than it used to be. I mean, people used to buy a house. And they would pay it off, and they would live in it,
yeah.
And they would own this house because they were there for 20
more
years.
More stagnant. People, jobs are more secure then.
Yeah, people are moving around more now. Most people live in their houses for like 3 to 5 years now,
I disagree. I disagree with that, man. Like, houses
man,
are...
You sold your house to your girlfriend.
I sure did, and she's now my wife.
Yeah.
That's how that works. And you know how much money I made off of that? A bunch.
Yeah, you fleeced your wife.
And you know what?
Good for you.
And I wish I would have held on to it because the house is now worth $100,000 more than what I sold it to her for.
Dang.
Unfortunately. But I just don't get that. Like, why are you putting yourself, like, why throw these elaborate parties, which most people don't even give a damn about, that are going to cause, that they gouge you at every single turn to only put yourself in a worse financial situation.
Man,
I just,
weddings can be fun, though.
Yeah.
I love going to a
fun
wedding.
Yeah, go to somebody else's. Let them pay, let them spend the dime on it. Like, you know, it's not fun when you are when you have to shell out for it, because most people
anymore, they're wanting the funds.
I was at Dave's wedding. It was a beautiful wedding, but I didn't even see Dave 99% of the time while he was at his wedding.
Well, no, because I see you all the time.
Well,
I mean,
it's not that you were out doing pictures. You got to do all sorts. You got obligations.
Well, I mean, you certainly saw the bartender.
I sure did.
Yes, you did.
Sure did. Tipped him very well.
Drank me out of rum.
you're going to take that liquor home? No, they don't let you do that, which is BS.
They don't. That's so crap.
I paid for that liquor.
Yeah, I
should be able to take it with me. Let me take it home.
Authorities in Pennsylvania arrest a woman who allegedly set a motorhome on fire just before Christmas. She was wearing a shirt that said, "Act Crazy."
Seems about right.
Her name is Kimberly Zimmerman, 32, arrested on the Friday before Christmas and charged with 2 counts of arson, 1 count of criminal mischief.
Was it her own trailer?
Yeah. So the incident happened again December 23rd when authorities received a call about 8:48 a.m. of a motorhome fire. During the investigation, officials say it was discovered that the woman, identified as Zimmerman, arrived in the area in a black Chevy sedan at about 8:35, entered the motorhome, and left just before it caught on fire. Not her place.
Was she walking in slow motion? That's how you know who did it.
Did she throw the match over her shoulder? And
also, that would never work. The match would go out.
Yeah.
Seriously, you can buy a motorhome for $4,000.
I like that she showed up in a black Chevy Impala.
It's a fine automobile, Dave.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
It is.
The FAA has opened an investigation into mysterious flying drones every night over Colorado and Nebraska.
Ew.
There was one in Las Vegas, too, not too long ago.
What do you mean mysterious?
There was like a cigar-shaped whatever. People are like, oh, it's aliens. It's not aliens.
Oh.
If you have the ability.
And on some occasions, there's as many as 30 drones that are seen flying at a time. Some of the drones spanning 6 feet in wingspan. No private companies nor government agencies have claimed the drones. But you're talking about 30 of these things circling above Colorado and Nebraska.
Drones aren't that expensive. You get a bunch of nerds together who are all drone enthusiasts, and you can get this. Do you remember crop circles? Oh, my God, aliens are here. They're landing in corn. Look at these crazy shapes that they're making. They're going to be here. This is just the next generation of that.
You're the one that believes in aliens.
I certainly do. They don't want nothing to do with us because we're over here burning down our trailers. Spend $4,000 on wedding.
We can't afford. Morning Show on X-75.
They don't want nothing to do with us. And if you can traverse the galaxy, guess what? Some hillbilly in Colorado is not going to film you on their bootleg iPhone 4. You've got the technology not to be seen.
I don't know, man. I think they're coming for us.
Please. Again, just let if you're going to attack us, let me be ground zero. Time, dude.
I would agree. Kill him first.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was in the shower thinking of this the other day. I have like a little speaker in there, and I'm always like singing my favorite songs. But do you think you've sung your favorite song of all time more than the actual artist has? I try to hear and sing mine at least like once a day. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say yes.
Message deleted.
It's crazy to think about.
No, I mean, the artists,
zero chance.
They're constantly singing that song. If they have a hit song, every time that they get up on stage for the course of over 20 years, they sing it every single time they get up there. I mean, or if you have a really long career, I mean, think about how many times that Billy Joel has sang Piano Man.
A billion.
Right? I mean, like...
Yeah. But you may have...
Tens of thousands, yeah. Right?
You may have listened to it more times than they've sung it, probably.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my guess is, I don't know how most musicians are, but do they listen to their own music? Probably not.
I don't know.
Do you? You
I
think
feel
so?
Like there yeah. are
I don't
some.
Think so. I don't think
do you,
so.
Do you listen to the podcast of this radio show?
Yeah, because I love the sound of my own voice.
See?
But I'm a raging narcissist, so there's a big difference there.
Oh, and they're not?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What is your favorite song, if you had to pick one? The way I quantify, the one song you can listen to for the rest of your life. That's it. You got one.
Okay, so one song that I've never gotten tired of is it may sound cliche, but Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Oh. Yeah.
You never get tired of that song. It's
anytime
always good
it comes on,
yeah,
it's
you're like, yeah.
For me, it's and also
ooh, yeah.
cliche. I go,
oh, yeah. yeah, brother.
And the way I quantify it, like I said, one song for the rest of my life. I go Stairway to Heaven because it's several songs in one.
Ah, okay.
You got some slow melody in there.
Yeah, you guys are so white. My God, it's Stairway to Heaven and then Enter Sandman.
What do you want me to say? Outkast?
What's yours?
Like, shut
yours?
Up.
Yeah, maybe.
Like some
yours. Mine, probably New York State of Mind.
Oh, I've seen you
Alicia
cry
Keys,
to that song.
Alicia Keys.
I've seen him cry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shut up.
I don't know. Pina Colada.
Rupert Everett,
Empire State. That's the one with the New York, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's yeah. I mean that's
a
jam.
Great song.
That's a jam.
But
that's a
good song. All time, okay. That's interesting.
Audrey,
I just looked my top 25 most played songs ever because I really don't think that I have one. But my number one is it's kind of embarrassing actually. It's Highly Suspect. My number one most played song ever is Lydia.
Lydia, that's a good song
it
though.
Is.
Yeah.
But I think I was going through
but I wouldn't,
a Johnny phase.
Yeah, we're
still kind of am. After the tone.
Whoopsie.
Can you guys sit through long movies, or is our world that messed up that we can't sit still for long periods of time? Yeah.
Message deleted.
I don't mind sitting through a long movie. If it's a good movie, it's a good movie. But where I find myself disappointed in my own ability to just pay attention is when I'm sitting there watching a TV show that I'm fairly interested in and I'm still on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing?
See,
like,
I prefer to watch a long movie in the theater versus doing it at home because that same reason.
You feel like you have respect for the movie when you go to the movie
well,
theater.
Yeah, you absolutely. Turn it on, the douche like. The douche spotlight.
Douche flood.
Yeah. Just.
Well, like Inception just came on Netflix the other day.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Andrew, because it's 3 hours long. Can't do it.
Oh, it's really
tried.
It goes by so quick.
I've tried a half dozen times to watch Inception and never made it through.
Oh, my. What? It's so good.
Maybe it is. I wouldn't know.
I fall asleep every time.
Yeah.
And then I have my own inceptual dreams. I'm watching the like, movie while
even
sleeping in
Marvel's Endgame, you know, Avengers Endgame. That was 3.5 hours long.
Yeah. Never saw it.
You guys just watched. You both just watched The Irishman.
The Irishman, yeah.
That's 3.5 hours.
I was
that's
sitting with my
longer.
Dad trying to have quality time with him.
Quality time by not talking?
Yes.
Got it.
I was at the mall the other day, and I totally got roped into this sales pitch at a kiosk. Look, I'll be honest. The only reason I bought that steamer was because the chick was hot. I am a sucker. That is a fact.
Message deleted.
Oh, my God.
Aren't we all?
But why can they always get those shirts so crisp
steamed?
And at home? I have a steamer.
They're terrible.
I can't
yes.
use it. I'd never use it. I'm like, just get the iron out because I know how the iron will get the wrinkles out. But what? Like, how long are they steaming that thing for?
You never worked
what
in
am
retail.
I doing wrong?
There's, you got to do that. There's specific ways.
Do you get the guy, like, whenever you go to, like, one of the not-so-nice malls that have, like, the shoe, they're, like, the shoe cleaning kiosk?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, homeboy, let me clean your shoes. I was at the mall, I kid you not, 2 days ago getting an outfit, and I'm wearing my Chucks that are 10 years old. He's like,
they have a hole in the side
yeah,
of
put
them.
Put those back on.
There's,
yeah.
like, several holes.
I can smell them.
Like, those are awful.
There's a hole on the
those.
Bottom.
I'm like, look
these
at these shoes.
So soggy.
These are not worth.
The soggiest socks.
These are not soggy
yeah, what's wrong
socks.
With
I'm
you?
Saying
disgusting.
You probably get the soggiest.
No.
We had a lot of rain.
These are Duluth 7-year socks, which are a highly.
Are they waterproof?
Yes, they're very good
they
socks.
They go up to his hip, too.
They are. I bought them too big.
Do they attach a little garter belt?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a British Army Lance Sergeant has been jailed for 6 months after admitting to a series of allegations of punching, elbowing, and twisting the nipples of the soldiers under his command.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's not
I mean,
funny, but
that's. I mean, it's a little ridiculous, but, like, you can't do that, man, if you're in a position of power. Like, the people who are co-equal, that's where the hazing goes. You can't go. You can't punch down.
Yeah, this guy was going after his quote-unquote victims. A total of 7 victims accused him of ill treatment in the form of physical violence used against them throughout their training. Despite opposition from his lawyers, the abusive soldier was busted down to the rank of Lance Corporal and subsequently locked up.
When was the last time either one of you got a real bad nipple twist? Purple nurple?
When I was a kid.
Eh. Like high school?
Yesterday.
You don't think high school?
High school? No, I think it's probably before high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My friends were ruthless with the in high school, man.
Really? Like, no, we always did the Indian burns and the flat tiring with, like, your shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
I still, like, think about it. Like, I'm, like, have a little bit of PTSD of the, nips. Anybody going for, like, a nipple twist.
They get inverted just at the park. they hide.
They retreat.
The turtle going back into its shell.
Have you ever seen inverted nips before?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Oh, it's so comical
to look
at. You
are so amused by inverted nipples. That's hilarious.
It is great. If you haven't ever seen one, go Google.
So, Happy New Year. A new study conducted in Japan finds that those who indulge in one drink at a time are putting themselves at increased risk of developing cancer. According to the research conducted by the University of Tokyo, overall cancer risk was lowest amongst individuals who never drank alcohol in their entire lives.
What?
I mean, that's got to be a very small group of people, though, to be comparing it to, right?
You would think.
63,232 patients with cancer were matched up compared to the exact same number of non-cancer patients based off of factors like sex, age, hospital admission date, and specific hospitals. After finishing the analysis, the researchers observed a clear and steady increase in cancer risk the more alcohol participants reported drinking.
So it's all about your, isn't it? Okay, I'm kind of ignorant whenever it comes to it, but is it about your white cell count and, like, your immune system, like, on all of that? Like, I don't get why the alcohol is playing an effect.
Well, alcohol by in itself is a toxin.
Well, of course.
You know, but you know, we put a lot of bad things into our body. I don't know.
Of course.
There's certain things I'm just not willing to give up that, you know, I don't, again, do I need to live to 100? No, I don't. Give me, if I make it to 65, that'd be a miracle.
I feel like you've been asking to get killed this entire morning show.
You have, actually. You just want to get bombed. And cancer at the same time.
I'm just so tired. It's, cancer, you know, that's what death is.
You just want to take your forever nap. Yeah. So an Iowa man wants his emotional support coyote back.
Shut up.
God.
This is why, like, people who really need emotional support animals, like, people like this are the ones who ruin it for them.
Is he, like, living out in the wilderness? Does he
He's in
home?
Iowa.
Does he have a home?
He's surrounded by corn.
Is he living in the corn? Like, I'm just saying, is he being raised by coyotes?
Back in April, this man, whose name is Matt Stokes, noticed a pack of coyotes and welcomed them since they kept the raccoons away. He would leave them food and water outside. Eventually, one coyote remained, and so he decided that he was going to adopt this coyote, and the officials in the area said it's not safe to have a coyote.
No, it is not.
It is going to eat someone's baby.
Mm-hmm. Or their other animals. Like, think of your little boy Blue.
I'm a little chunky.
Yeah, your little Yorkie.
Oh, I would punch a coyote in the face.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So hard.
He's just a little top of coyote.
Oh, my God. He would be so, I mean, he's well marbled. He would be pretty tasty. Let's not get anything twisted.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Then my wife, she doesn't have to go into work until later today, so she didn't wake up the same time as I did. And she normally makes me a bowl of but she didn't wake up, so I was just like, F it. I'm going to eat 2 McGriddles on the way here. Those McGriddles are so good.
Are you still daydreaming about them?
Your wife knew that you were coming back to work today after taking 6 to 7 weeks off work, and she didn't have your piping hot breakfast ready for you in the morning. How rude.
Only 3 weeks, Dave. Only 3.
Was it? It felt a little more.
No, I was in here all the time. Like, Ian and I were here. We were working every day.
Working every day.
I had to come in, do all sorts of extra stuff. So it was really more of like a working vacation for me.
I see. Makes sense. Yeah. Seems very, very much like you.
Yeah. I had to come in and pick up a tripod one day as well.
Yes.
Bring Ian a hard drive.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of work. So the first person with the correct answer at 702-791-1075, you get a pair of tickets to go see Bill Burr, going to be over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Saturday, March 21st. And again, trying to figure out what Mahoney's wife makes him regularly every morning for breakfast, just not today.
She didn't have to go in at the same time. She got to go in a little later today.
Oh, very nice.
School's not back in session yet. Yeah.
X 107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jesus.
What?
Jesus.
Jesus?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Finally, he's back.
Well, happy late birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What is the correct answer?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is right. There you go.
Jesus knows everything.
Put a whole bunch of cinnamon in there. And it's delicious. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Put any bloobs in there from time to time?
Nah, man. No bloobs.
Oh, I'll put bloobs. Put some straws, some bloobs. Yeah, a little almond butter. Look out.
Almond butter.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter, man. It just really adds to the overall flavor. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep. Well, hell of a show, guys.
Wow, yeah. Can't tell that we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
Real good.
Smooth.
Aren't you glad we're back
like
live?
Like almond butter.
Right?
Yeah, like, can you just go back to the recorded old ones or something? Yeah.
Edit those up.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.